This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's John Dalby Banks Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see johncast.net.
Hello, this week we have Dr. Kastav Basu from the University of Bonn. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here. So, you are interested in knowing what I do, which has a very technical sounding name called Sunyaev-Zendelich effect, which is basically two Russian scientists from Moscow who discovered some effect that's useful for cosmology in the 70s. And after almost like 50 years of their prediction, they themselves believe this will be never measured. And we are making progress in measuring that, understanding that better, and that's what my research is about. So I can try to explain what that effect is.
So firstly then, could you explain what the Sunyaev-Zendelich effect is?
Sure. So there is the oldest light in the universe, which is called cosmic microwave background. It is essentially what we call the afterglow of the Big Bang, when the universe was extremely hot and opaque to lights and became transparent, and it emitted some light, just like our everyday light in normal light frequencies. But the universe has been expanding, and this light has lost its energy, and now we see them in microwave frequencies. So this light has very well understood properties, which is what we call a black body spectrum. It is uniform everywhere, no matter where we look. But if we look into the direction of galaxy clusters, which are the most massive, well-defined objects in the universe, they have a very hot plasma inside that. And this plasma scatters the photons of this cosmic microwave background. So Sunyaev-Zendelich effect is nothing but the signature of this scattering.
Okay, so does this then mean that you can detect galaxy clusters by finding that?
Exactly. So that is what we do. We actually try to make a map of this cosmic microwave background, and we know at certain frequencies this Sunyaev-Zendelich effect causes a shadow, which means if you see that cosmic microwave background at zero level and you subtract that from your map, then the galaxy cluster shows as a negative signal. And there is nothing in astronomy that shows as negative signal. And that's why it's super easy to find clusters by this effect, because just pick up the negative spot on the map.
Lovely. And so we now know from this effect then that the clusters are there. Is there anything else that the effect can tell us about those clusters?
Yeah, of course. The scattering encodes a lot of information. So just finding them by seeing that scattering is happening is one thing. But measuring the energy of the scattered signal gives us additional information. For example, what was the energy of the electrons that made the scattering? This energy gives the temperature. Is the cluster moving with respect to us or not? That gives another signature. Is there some other kind of exotic electrons in the cluster? It gives that signature. So all these things has different applications for cosmology and astrophysics.
Okay. And these extra bits of information that you can find out from the effect, how far are we at the moment in finding those things out?
Yeah. So SC effect itself has been phenomenally successful in finding galaxy clusters in just 10 years. So the first detection of clusters using the SC, by the way, SC is Sunyaev-Zendelich effect, was in 2009, which is just over a decade ago. And in just 10 years, we have now like more than 2,000. So from 1 to 2,000, we have grown in 10 years. And in the next 10 years, new experiments and telescopes are coming that will probably do this tens of thousands. So you'll have another factor of 10 increase. What else? But these other effects that I was mentioning, like measuring temperature of the electrons or measuring velocity of the clusters, these are not convincingly done yet. We are on the verge of doing that, and that's why I think this is a super exciting time to do these kind of things.
Okay. And you say we're on the verge of doing that. Is there any particular instrument then that allows you to be on the verge of doing that?
I mean, the first idea of what can realistically be done was shown by the data from the Planck satellite, which was the ESA mission dedicated to cosmology and CMB. And with this data, we have done tremendous things. And it's very good data, very well understood. We know what we are doing there. But unfortunately, the sensitivity and angular resolution of blind data is not good enough to study the secondary effects that we want to do. But now, new generations of ground-based experiments are online. Some are already taking data from the Atacama Desert or South Pole. Some new are coming in the next 5 years. We'll have a lot of new data from ground. A new Japanese-US spacecraft called Lightbird will fly in about 6-7 years. It will have not good angular resolution, but fantastic sensitivity. So we can start doing many of these things. So as I like to say, that the last 10 years are great for finding clusters with the SE effect. Next 10 years will be great for understanding these clusters with the SE effect.
So in the next 10 years, we find out more about these clusters. What in particular is going to be your role in that with new work you're
saying? Me. Yes. I have a specific goal. I want to measure these cluster velocities with SE effect. You know, the way we do cosmology with galaxy clusters now is it's kind of static picture. We take snapshot at different distances, which you call redshift, and we count. So it's kind of, we see at different distance how many objects are there. But that's it. We call it structure formation, but we don't really see things moving per se. If we can see velocities of all these clusters, then we can actually see how the structure is actually moving. And I think that will be fantastic for cosmology. So that is a goal.
That does seem very useful to have that moving picture then. So is there any particular thing you expect to find out from the velocities that you calculate?
Right. So yeah, there are two things one can do. What this SE effect measures is really the momentum of the electrons. As we all know, momentum is the product of electron mass times velocity. So if some astrophysics person gives us the mass of the electrons in the clusters, I can do cosmology with the velocities. Why cosmology? Because velocity directly measures what this universe is made of. How much dark matter, dark energy pushing things around, how fast the cluster structure is forming, which we call growth rate. It's the best, cleanest measurement we know. On the other hand, if you trust your cosmology and you say, I know the velocity, I directly use the SE measurement, what they call leptometer, to measure how much lepton, the ordinary matter, electron and protons, are inside galaxy cluster. This will be one of the cleanest ways to measure the total mass, not only hot ionized plasma, but everything, all the ionized plasma, even at cold temperature. And that is one of the challenges because, you know, in the nearby universe, we don't have a very good census of all the baryons, all the electrons and protons. From the high redshift, or the cosmic microwave background, we know exactly how much is there. We see this in the CMB. But somehow, they are somewhere hidden in the nearby universe. We believe they're hidden in large-scale cosmic structure called filaments. They're at low enough temperature so they don't emit X-rays, and they're very diffuse, so very difficult to detect. How should we go about that? An SE effect will be one way to do that.
So that's what you're doing. So from that, then, what's brought you to Manchester?
Oh, right, yeah. Well, Manchester is, of course, you know, this is one of the largest astronomy departments in Europe, and I'm impressed how many active scientists. I work in an institute with 1/10 of this personnel, University of Bonn Astronomy. And that's it's great to be here. I've been to UK and other places, but not here. So I'm very happy I came. And of course, a good old friend of mine who invited me, and we want to push some of this. He's an excellent theoretician. He's calculating many hidden details of this SE effect from theory. I'm a more of a data analyst and observer, so I just think how to put his theories into practice, which kind of observation I should make and which telescope I should think of. So then we are trying to do this together, and yeah.
Very good. Getting the theorists and the observers working together.
Yeah, I think they should have a clear idea. I mean, it is great to make predictions. I mean, great theoreticians in the history of science have done that irrespective of worrying if they're models will ever be discovered. I personally find this exciting if I can actually realize something in the next 5 to 10 years. That excites me. If I see that this thing will be happen after...
have you around. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.